Well, I think, you know, first of all, as far as, you know, winning, it's great. I mean, we all know that this is what it's all about. And I think I'd like to believe we've handled it pretty well in terms of coming back, being focused for today's practice. I thought the guys practiced well. I thought they did a lot of nice things in terms of their energy level and how sharp they seemed to be. So that was a good plus for us. I think as far as the balance is concerned, I'm not quite sure we're there. I do know what we want to try and do and some of the things that we feel we can do, and we'll continue to work on those things.
Talk about your two defensive ends, Johnson and Hardy, and just how their play has went up every week and they continue to improve.
Well, you know, I think they are playing extremely well. I really do believe that. But I also think that you got to take into account the guys that they're playing around. I think, you know, having Dwan Edwards, Ron Edwards, Sione Fua, Nate Chandler, I think those guys are helping to give a little bit of inside push. I think those guys have really helped in terms of helping those guys get pressure on the quarterbacks. Last year we didn't quite have that kind of push. I think Dwan Edwards has really brought a little something to us, especially in our nickel pass rush. I think that's a big contributing factor to the success we have had as a defensive line in terms of getting pressure on quarterbacks. And, you know, this week will be an even extra challenge just because of the fact that, you know, Peyton releases the ball so quickly, makes quick decisions, and he gets the ball out fast.
Sorry to address this, Ron. What was the extent of Polari's injury? I guess he needs surgery.
Yeah, the MRI, you know, revealed that he had a tear in the rotator cuff, and he also had a tear in the labrum. So they've got to, you know, repair that, and they will do that. I believe it's next week sometime, Joe. I mean, I'm not sure on the specific date, but that's what I was told. And so,
in light of that, would you see Adams getting another shot returning this week?
Not necessarily kickoffs. I think, you know, the one thing Joe does is Joe's really more explosive as a punt returner. And so we'll see as far as that's concerned. But right now with the spot, we're going to probably fill it with David and see how David is in terms of what he can do for our offense.
Joe and Captain, you're still kind of looking at both.
Right. We're still looking at both options there as far as that's concerned. And, you know, Captain has caught the ball well, and, you know, he's gotten a couple of good yards for us in terms of making a play. And, you know, I think the thing we have to look at right now is just making sure we control the ball.
Does that kind of go back to not wanting to put too much on Joe's plate, that maybe there were a few too many expectations on him to do both kick and punt?
Exactly, and I think that's hard. I think it's a different mentality. You know, the ball's kicked a different way, and then, you know, where when you catch the ball, as far as being a kick returner, in my opinion, it's about, you know, running it like you're running a running play. I mean, you got to hit the hole just as if you were running back, and guys like Kealoha, who has played running back, understands that mentality a little bit better, I think. You know, Joe, as far as a punt returner, he understands you got to make that first guy move, miss, and then you can make your moves.
Peyton has only been sacked, I think, 10 times in 8 games. It's been 3 games without him. How do you get to him, or do you kind of come up with other strategies?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, it's coverage. I mean, you've got to be able to cover those guys first and foremost. I think if you can, you know, make him hold the ball a little bit quicker, a little bit longer, and not let him throw the ball quicker, I think you have an opportunity to give your pass rush a chance to get there. But if he's throwing the ball, you know, as he hits that third or fifth step, I think he's tough to get to. And so one of the things that we've got to be able to do is cover. And then secondly, we've got to make sure when we do get pressure, we do get him down. He's shown that he's a little bit more elusive than people think. And he's not a sitting duck back there. He moves and does a nice job.
What's the kind of mindset you have to have as a defensive player when he's audible and so much in the line to change things up?
Well, I think the big thing is you've got to be patient. If you show your hand a little too fast, I think the unfortunate thing is he understands and knows, you know, he studies. And, you know, as far as their preparation is concerned, you know, he studies along with the other quarterbacks. He studies who he's playing against, and they talk about what they see and what they've gotten. You know, everything from body language to alignments to positioning to hand signals, and they really do pay attention to those things.
Here's a guy that's come off several neck procedures here in the last couple of years, Peyton Manning. Does it surprise you at all how well he's bounced back and how he's continuing to get stronger as the season rolls on?
No, not at all. It really doesn't. I mean, the guy's a professional, and that's who he's been for the last, you know, 10 years, with the exception of last season because of the injury he missed out. But this is who he is. I mean, he's a professional. I think he works as hard as anybody I've ever been around or seen as far as football is concerned, and it doesn't surprise me he is back to where he is. I mean, you put the tape on, whether you put on a piece from this year or a piece from last year or 2 years ago, he looks like he hasn't missed a beat.
Obviously, there's a lot of talk of Peyton Manning comeback player of the year. Should Thomas Davis be in that mix too?
Oh, without a doubt in my mind. I really do mean that too. I mean, Thomas, for what he's gone through, and I know for what Peyton's gone through, those two should be right there at the top of the list. I think both those guys mean a tremendous amount to their teams. Obviously, Peyton playing the quarterback position, may get a little bit more notoriety. But I think Thomas Davis most certainly does deserve it. And I'll say this, too. I can't be more proud of a football player than Thomas for what he has done.
Are you surprised at all about how he's playing, how well he's playing?
No, not at all. Thomas or Peyton? No, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. He's always had that desire. He's always had that want to, and he's got the tremendous athletic ability. He's got some football savvy and natural feel for the game, so it doesn't surprise me he's playing well. It really doesn't. I'm just happy and glad that he's had the opportunity and he's taken advantage of it.
Are you surprised by how Peyton?
I'm just surprised he's playing. He's tough. I mean, when you watch him, you see him. The other thing, too, is his teammates around him are starting to get more and more comfortable, and that's the scary part, is those guys are starting to understand what those guys had in Indy. And that's what you see when you look at the core receivers he's got. Those guys are starting to feel, his presence on the field. They're starting to understand his gyrations, his movements, his motions, his hand signals, his use of the verbiage, what they call plays. They're starting to understand that, and you can see it. It's going to be a heck of a challenge for our defense, if there's one thing we got to do, we just got to make sure that, we play within our scheme and do the things that we're supposed to.
Longest injury report, I think, of the season. Who on that list is most concerning?
Antoine, obviously, still with the hamstring. It was, a pretty bad one. Thomas Davis, more of a rest period. I think Dwan Edwards was a rest period, as was Jordan. Thomas does have the knee and the ankle for Dwan, but, Jordan was more rest-related than anything else. Jeff with the knee, obviously, is no different than he had last week. Charles Johnson, he came up lame with he thinks he caught an elbow on the hip, and so, and it's been bothering him for the last couple of days. He actually felt better today, but we thought, well, we might as well give him a break too. So Thomas Kaiser, the elbow's still bothering him. Then Mike Tolbert, he got the nick in the game, and he's just right now in the middle of the protocol, so he'll go through that.
Is that why why Brockle was in at the end of
Yes. Mike was leading up inside, and he took a pretty good shot and got dinged. And the doctors had to pull him aside and look at him. And during that, once that happens, they got to go through the process to make sure he's cleared up before they let him in. And by then, the game was over.
Can you talk about how important it is to come out in front of your home crowd after a couple of close losses here at home and get a win in front of them and show them this thing's going the right direction?
Well, I think it's important. No matter what the situation is, this is home. I mean, you want to come home and want to show the folks that you're going to play hard, you're going to play physical, and you're going to make things happen. I think if you get the crowd behind you, especially in a game like this, it could mean good things. So we've got to make sure, more so than anything else, we come out fast and we continue to play that way.
You were talking earlier about Peyton's gyrations and what he does at the line. How does the scout team do you do anything with the scout team quarterback with things like that, all the audibles and things and hard counts?
Well, we do, because and Bobby Babbage handles that for our show offense. And basically what he did this week was he had those guys come in at lunchtime. They looked at some of the tape, not lunchtime, but our break, and he looked at some of the tape. And he talked to Derek Anderson about some of the movements and stuff like that, talked to Jimmy about those things that they do. And they try to mimic, not really knowing what he's saying or doing. We're still got the movement and all that other kind of stuff, but it's almost comical to hear some of the things that the guys are saying, but they're trying to do it. They really are. It's as good a simulation as I guess you're going to get. It's just, you really don't know what is and isn't, and it's, we'll see how it goes.
Hardy said that Peyton doesn't run well, but he can check into a run if he catches you off guard. So just talk about how, he may not be able to elude the defenders, but he can check into a run and cross it up on you.
Well, I think the big thing as far as him running the football, he's savvy enough to understand that, if you're playing a specific tight coverage and he sees you flush the middle and he's got a lane, he's going to take it. His whole thing about it is moving the ball. It's not necessarily throwing the home run. If you look at it, it's about getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a time. He does not want to be in third and long. You look at some of the things that he's had to go through in terms of third and long to third to medium long, that's when people get pressure on him. But when he's in a third and short, he's really at his best. So I think it all comes down to how you handle first and second down with this team.
You mentioned Geddes in reference to kickoffs. How excited are you to see what he can do in a game?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm very excited about it because of what I saw early last training camp before he got hurt. There were some good things he was starting to come, and you get excited about that. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully he'll be back to form kind of like he was his rookie year, and I think if we can get that from him, it'll help us.
Number two kick returner.
No. No, we'll go through that. But Brandon won't be the number two. And we'll go and we'll see how things unfold the rest of the week. Not yet. But we'll most certainly by Friday have an idea. Okay. Thank you, guys.